fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of February. The prepper tip of the day, this comes to firearms and related items. Clean and check your firearms, your optics, magazines, holsters, ammunition. Make sure everything is in proper working order, ready to go, that you're not missing anything. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're passing way in the green room, my friend, Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 2 decades ago to become very aware, very knowledgeable of anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. He has books for sale, excellent books I recommend, at amazon.com. The most recent article was published 2 days ago, February 15th. Here's the title of it, Disinformation 101, Hoaxes and False Narratives. And there's a quote from Lenin, the first leader of communist Russia. Lenin is stated to have been enthusiastic about a beautiful plan, that is, the proposal for the communists to cross the border into another country in order to hang kulaks, priests, and landowners in that country, and then pin it on the anti-communist guerrillas operating in the Soviet Russia at that time. And that's from Natalie Grant. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
And who pray tell is Natalie Grant, by the way?
Natalie Grant Raga was a Russian national who married an American diplomat. She got out of Russia after the Civil War. She worked for the American State Department in, I believe it was in Lithuania, in the interwar period between World War I and World War II. When Lithuania was briefly in that period an independent country,
right?
Or maybe it was in Riga. No, I'm sorry. She worked in Riga in Latvia, and then later she ended up working in intelligence. I think she kept working for the State Department, but she trained people in the United States. She was one of the leading experts. Because of her work in the U.S. Embassy, sort of the U.S. Embassy in Latvia was like a station for observing or spying on Russian activities in Europe. during the 1920s and 30s. And so it was an important thing. She was one of the pioneers in understanding how Soviet intelligence worked and what their tactics were.
Sounds like a woman who was very important to the security of the United States.
Yeah, she was. You know, it was a friend of mine who's a retired general in the Defense Intelligence Agency had asked me to actually, in the finished copy of the book, there's a blurb by me praising the book. But it's the book is it's an important book, and it just came out. She passed away many years ago, but her manuscript was never published. When the Cold War ended, nobody was interested in it. But it remains to this day important because nothing has changed in Russia. Their intelligence services are following the same techniques as before. And of course, you know, if you listen to Putin and you follow what they're doing, they're still following the communists' long-range strategy. And basically, Putin is still trying to push communism on the world. I mean, all you have to do is listen to his Davos speech, and he's very subtly it's the same communist language. I mean, and it's the same idiot German communist. You know, what's his name? Klaus Schwab is there promoting the whole thing. I mean, if Schwab isn't a communist, then I don't know what a communist is. I mean, Schwab is at least a useful idiot. He's certainly helping them.
Well, the same thing applies to our current Vice President, Kamala Harris, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah, to many American politicians and European politicians. And one has to definitely put into that hat the supposed right of center Angela Merkel in Germany. You know, it's many of these politicians, you look at them closely and you think, you know, they have the markers of being an agent recruited or manipulated by the Russians. And of course, there's a book coming out now by a KGB defector named Kvetz, who says that Trump was recruited many, many years ago by the Russians.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to read it. But you see, the problem is that... it's very hard to tell whether the defector is a genuine defector, whether if Trump was manipulated, let's say he was manipulated by the Russians when he was young, whether he stayed manipulated by them, or what
well,
to make.
You don't have the book yet.
No, it hasn't come out. Piece in the Guardian today about it and about Kvetz. That I just read. I think it's today. It's a recent article in the Guardian. I'll have to go check, see if the book is out. But I just read it this morning.
Okay. Well, we'll kind of put that on the shelf for the time being. This alleged new president, Joe Biden, has signed, last I heard, the count was 71 executive orders, many of which will weaken our military, when it comes to the military, mentally ill people to join the military again, where they were not under President Trump, of course, and many other things that are harmful to our economy, harmful to our culture, and our country. Right, Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's things that are pretty straightforward when you look at them, and those things are pretty straightforward. I mean, most of the policies pursued by the U.S. under Obama and under this current president are policies of suicide. They will destroy the country. That's one thing you couldn't say about President Trump's policies.
No, not at all.
Yeah, President Trump's policies were not ambiguous in that way. I can't think of anything he was doing that was going to destroy the U.S. in the long run. You know, he strengthened the defense of the country. He was for the new nuclear warhead program. He was trying to build a wall. I'm not sure how far they got on that, but he was blocked, of course, by Republicans. Opening the borders, this is what Biden wants to do. Destroying our energy industry, you know, when we're energy independent, you know, putting our trade back on in on underneath Chinese dominance, destroying our own economy, and of course wanting to reduce our military. No, it's all bad. So
it is all bad. It is all bad. If you have a question or comment for Jeff Nyquist, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, we've got basically not quite 4 years to deal with Joe Biden as president, unless the 25th Amendment is instituted and he's replaced by a real communist as opposed to somebody controlled by the communist. And that's Kamala Harris, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Of course, my big question is, who will she want to be the vice president? And I think there's a high likelihood it could be Hillary Clinton. And then for health reasons or family reasons, Kamala would resign. And Hillary would get what she's wanted her entire adult life. She would be president of the United States. Now, that's really scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've heard... I have a source that says that they believe that it's going to be Obama. And then if you read the 25th Amendment carefully, if you read the what it says, I guess the limitation to the president is a limitation to being president, is a limitation to being elected. And if you're appointed, you could serve more time as president. I'm not sure how that would fly, but given the unconstitutional nature of the Democratic legislature in Washington, who knows what's possible here?
Well, everything's on the table. When they had when the Democratic Central Committee allowed somebody unqualified to be their candidate, that would be Hussein Obama, because he was not and is not a natural born citizen. Everything became possible, didn't it, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Obama's the most, perhaps the most deceptive and sinister of all the presidents that we've had in terms of the kind of demagoguery that he espouses and the kind of destructive policies he pursued. And this whole idea that Obama is opposed to Russia, or that Hillary Clinton is opposed to Russia, given their careers and who they were, it's impossible. It's just impossible.
Well, we're in the term I've been using for about close to 2 months is uncharted waters. Somebody navigating on a ship has charts to show where the dirt stops and the water begins, how deep the water is, underwater obstructions. When you don't have charts, you're in uncharted territory, which is very dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, of course, we're in the most dangerous time in American history, I think.
No doubt. No doubt whatsoever. Well, I've been advocating, Jeff, that people get active locally at the precinct level, township level, active in their county, maybe become part of the Republican Central Committee to make sure that patriotic Constitution-supporting sheriffs and other officers are elected to the various positions in the county. And if we get enough thousands of counties to do that, we will be much stronger as a result, won't we, sir?
Yeah. I think that the real danger in this next phase is going to be economic danger. I think there's a risk to the dollar. There's a risk to the euro. I've been talking to a journalist in Germany about what's going on over there. You know, their public, the German public, is really upset at these lockdowns, and it's becoming more widespread.
It should be. There is no, under the original definition of what a pandemic was up until 2009, there is no pandemic. They changed it in 2009 to basically have it be anything they want. Jeff, we've got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we go to Pat in Fort Worth. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. You know what y'all were talking about, the riots, quote unquote.
We weren't talking about any riots.
Okay, all right. I couldn't get on then, but you have been. Okay, I just woke up, but I wanted to say I watched Dinesh D'Souza yesterday. I mean, yeah, and he was like us. I mean, you know, he's here in Texas, so he's whited out and stuck. And he was talking about that riot, and I thought, well, he's almost saying that we weren't involved at all. No, Trump. The Trump people were not violent. And I've watched one of those videos, and it's, they think you're crazy. I mean, I guess they play like 10 seconds or something, and like some guy leading some people upstairs, and they play the thing over and over and over. It shows you the route that they went through the Capitol. I'm thinking, do they think that people can't see they're playing the same clip for about 14 seconds? I mean, 47 seconds they tried to act like that. I mean, I said, I guess I've dropped in from space and I don't belong on this earth. But I think what they wanted to do in Washington was to, that's their common grief, that they wanted to have a street free-for-all because, you know, everybody's mad. And it didn't happen. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the question is.
Well, Sam talking yesterday, and people challenging him.
Sam was on with me two days ago. Monday.
Okay, just forget it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your call, Pat. Next, we go to Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. I think I know where Pat was kind of coming from a little bit as she's talking about the rioting, and all summer long we had riots all over the place, and the media, the leftist communist Bolshevik media never really said a damn thing about it. But here's what I want to get to, Jeff.
They said a lot. They said they were peaceful. With buildings burning in the background, they said they were peaceful. They said a lot, Tom.
Well, yeah, you know what? Okay, John, you're right on that. Okay, I'm just saying the narrative was these are good boys. It's like the guy, look, before I go back to something else, but I want to go on this thought here. You know, we're looking at Texas right now. It's freezing, okay? The place, like California, all these states, the Midwest is freezing over with this ice. We're having an ice age. I think we're having a mini ice age, actually. That's what I think next thing is going to happen. And they've been lying about this for years. We're having global warming, all this nonsense and nincompoop stuff. Now, all these illegals are coming. This bumbling buffoon wants to let 11 million people that don't even speak English come into this country. Don't even speak English.
No, that's not what he wants. That's not what he wants, Tom. They're already here. He wants to give them citizenship status. He doesn't want them to come in. They're already here. He wants to give them citizenship status.
Okay, I was going to get to that point. I know they're already here. I'm talking about the ones that are at the border right now trying to sneak in. He's trying to tear down the border wall. We already got
11 million.
Well, that's not 11
million, but go ahead. Right.
Well, they don't speak. Look, California. Look, here's what I want to get to. California. I've been to California many times. I'm sure you have. California's destroyed. It was the land of milk and honey. Now, anywhere you go, the white Anglos are fleeing out, especially the men. They can't find jobs over there. The white Anglo males are fleeing, like 6,000 a day are leaving out of there. They're bringing a lot of their liberal politics with them, and that's terrifying. What's going to happen to the Midwest and the Western states? These white males have been beat down with this nonsense about how racist they are, this and that. All we hear is how white man, bad man, orange man, race man. I mean, this is absurd. We're the first men that landed on the moon, you Northern Europeans. We've done everything for this world, and everybody's hating our guts for what? Because the Zog Zionist pigs are lying up their 2% lying ass off in Hollywood. How come all these actors are all being controlled by Zog? What's going on? Thomas Edison didn't make that projector for them to become filthy, stinking liars, okay? He had
okay.
a different problem.
Okay, well, we'll have Jeff respond here. Thank you
but
for your
call, Tom.
But
I want to say one more thing to Jeff.
No, you're done. Go ahead, Jeff. You got any response?
No, not really.
Okay, we'll move on from there. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Nice $50 discount. The best discount you can get on EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Filling with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at Amazon.com. Great books that I highly recommend. And, Jeff, our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Mr. Nyquist. I have a question concerning something. Is possible the manipulation of racial problems to for a devious end? I know what that Mississippi has changed its flag from a Confederate motif into an older, into something else, a magnolia flag, something new. I asked I watched something on YouTube about this, and it says the activists against that were campaigning against the old one, the one from the 1896 flag. They said it was, they called it a threat to black survival. Now, I've seen several pictures of black people that were wearing, in school, that were wearing clothing that had Confederate emblems on it, you know, even one with complete Confederate flag, you know, the sweaters and stuff. And I was wondering, why is that, is the Confederate battle flag or any Confederate symbol, I mean, why is that still any, I mean, by now you would think it would be no different than flying the Jolly Roger. Why is it being put forth as a threat to someone's survival? What do they mean by survival? And what are they really trying to play on?
Okay, well, we'll have Jeff respond to that. Thank you for your call, John. You got any response to that, Jeff?
Well, of course, the United States divided over the issue of slavery in 1860-61 when Lincoln was elected and they considered him a radical abolitionist in the South and states started seceding. This was a great division of our country that happened in the past. And, of course, for the left to renew it, to bring it up, to use this issue in what they call a scissor strategy is very important. Obviously, the Confederate flag, battle flag, or any Confederate symbol would be a symbol of this dividing of this war. And for people in the South, of Confederate patriotism. And so making that an issue would be something that the left would want to do, isn't it? It's a divide and conquer issue.
Absolutely.
But more than that, they can try to say that people are racists, and then they can divide us by race and say that anyone who sports that flag is supporting hatred of black people because of the things that the Confederacy stood for. The Confederacy stood for white supremacy. That was what the vice president and president of the Confederacy said back in those days. So, see, they bring this issue up again, even though the country's changed after all these years, and the symbol represents a part of the country that also has changed. They bring this issue up, and then they use it to cause more heartburn now for the country. I mean, people who raise these issues are not lovers of the country.
No, they want to cause division. They want to cause strife. That's why they bring it up. And for those who have a heritage of the South, it is part of our heritage, part of our culture, and nothing to be ashamed of at all. It's just causing more problems. Let's take our next caller here, Jeff. We got Ben in Tennessee. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. I have a quick comment, and then I'm just going to leave with a question. For the whole year of 2020, we have dealt with lies in our election, lies with propaganda throughout all of social and manipulating how people can think with groupthink, lies with media, lies of, and the coming lies of softly disclosing ETs. And I guess what I'm getting at with my question is, as the biblical end times are happening before our eyes, the first thing Jesus warned us about in Matthew 24 as believers is to not be deceived. Can you take this thought line and give us some insight to like the coming deception and end with a positive note as it pertains to Jesus?
You're asking me to give a Sunday school lesson?
No. I just feel like more people are dealt with the negativity with thinking that Trump lost and when he actually pertained won, but there are the constant struggle between deception with everybody believing it, but they're not really taking hold of truth, which is Jesus, and they're counting their losses too soon, you know, and then with the softer disclosure with extraterrestrials and what they could use that as a lying aspect as they created us, or there's a massive
that is what's coming, Ben. Hold on to the break, Ben. We'll address this when we get back from the break. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. You want to keep up with what's going on in the world? If you do, we're back up and running full speed. The daily intelligence briefing put together every day by a friend of mine I met while I was working on a murder case, former counterintelligence agent, the daily intelligence briefing. You want to know what's going on in North America, Central America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa? This is the place to find out, updated every day. And we're getting energy cleaners in, getting caught up with back orders. I use mine every night. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up refreshed, pain-free in the morning. You can also, if you have an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it, great combination. Check them out at my website. You'll be glad you did. Only $285 shipping included for the energy cleaners. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. These are luxurious, full-size mattress pads that cover the entire bed, twin size, full queen king, California king. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Jeff, I'm going to respond to Ben first, and you can follow up. Ben, are you still there, first of all?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, the alien matter is difficult to address, and I do occasionally bring it up. I've interviewed enough men connected to government agencies and in the private sector, the satellite industry, to know that there are satellites orbiting Earth right now that we Earth-bound human beings did not put up there. Some very recent, the last 50 years, 60 years, some going back thousands of years. These satellites are there monitoring human activity. There's a belief that you mentioned, Ben, that there'll be a revelation of aliens as the ones who created mankind instead of God. That's certainly a possibility. And Christians need to be aware of that and be ready for it, because alien beings did not create us. We were created by God. And Jeff, do you have any follow-up, sir?
Yeah, we have to be very careful about the subject of UFOs, because we don't know why the government is so suddenly making certain small revelations, by the way, which are not, they're not offering any proof. Nobody's proving anything. And we have to keep in mind that there are psychological warfare reasons why the government might want to make people believe that it has technology, especially when China and Russia are becoming more aggressive, advanced technology. Now, do they have it? I mean, I've heard things from people who have, who are scientists who are in that area, that something has been going on. What it is exactly, or whether how much, you know, the government colors information. They can take some true information and they can add to it for their own information warfare reasons. So we don't really know. I mean, we'll know when we know if there's anything like that. But of course, the Vatican itself has been wrestling with the problem of, you know, if there is an announcement that there's life somewhere else, how does Christian theology work that out? What does that mean? The only thing I've heard, I had a scientist friend that was briefed some time ago on some kind of extraterrestrial thing. And from what I understood, it's like, you know, bees and ants. These creatures are like bees and ants. They have a hive mind, like a bee or ant colony. So why couldn't there be creatures that pollinate planets that move from place to place? I don't know. I have no idea. There's a lot of strange stories out there. But as far as relating it to the Bible and the end time prophecies, I really don't like that, because I've heard that all my life since I was a kid. I remember a Sunday school teacher who believed that Jesus was coming any day now. And it's not constructive. It's not living in the real world. There's been 2,000 years of history almost since that time, since the destruction of the temple and the siege of Jerusalem by Vespasian, and Titus walked into the temple. And that was a long time ago. A lot of history has passed. None of that history is out of the book of Revelation, by the way. Although some people claim that many of the prophecies were fulfilled when the Roman Empire collapsed. Well, that's not what people say about it now. You know, everybody wants to relate symbolic things to themselves. You know, it's a schizophrenic trait, and it's not very appealing, especially for intellectual honesty. You know, I read Hal Lindsey back in the early 1970s, and he was saying, although some of his friends deny it now, that a biblical generation was 40 years. So the parable of the olive tree, the 7-year tribulation period, would have had to have happened by 1987. That's a long time ago now. So, you know, please, let's stay in reality. You know, faith is one thing, but people who have no biblical training, who do not speak an ancient language, who cannot read Hebrew or Aramaic in the original, shouldn't be commenting on something so complicated. They really shouldn't be.
Okay. Ben, I hope that answers your question, yeah. Sir.
May I add a comment?
Sure, please.
Just add a comment, quick comment. I guess, I don't guess, but I do know with the uncertainty with how future life may end up bringing, just like you said, ants and bees. There are extra dimensionals with also the biblical reality that there is a heaven, there is an earth, but there's also angelic beings. Whether they look like anything, I don't know. Can't really say much about it, but there has to be some basis of truth. And I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Ben. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
I'd like to just throw a couple things out there. I'm looking at a guy named Jacob Frank, who lived from 1726 to 1791. And basically, they were involved with what they call the Sabbatine Frankists. They were involved with Rothschild family. They were involved in the Vatican. I believe that when I looked it up, there's a tie to Nazism. I was wondering if Jeff has any comment on that.
Okay.
You're talking about the Sabbatines. A lot of people don't know there was a guy hundreds of years ago that claimed to be the Messiah, a Jewish guy, and there was a kind of a hysteria in the Jewish community. And he actually renounced, I think he denounced himself in Turkey, as I recall. Maybe even converted to Islam, but I'm not sure. It's been a while since I read.
It has a familiar ring to it, Jeff.
Yeah, but the Sabbateans and the Frankists, let me see if I get this right. The Frankists were people who believed that just as you could win divine favor by being good, you could also do it by being evil. Isn't that basically
right.
their principle?
That's exactly yeah. where they're headed with it. And
yeah,
I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's a magical inversion of terms. An inversion or perversion this takes us back to Kabbalism and arguments over Kabbalism is a form of Jewish mysticism that's existed for a long time. You can Jewish people, there's a lot of experts on it. They can tell you what it is. It's a esoteric Judaism. And a lot of people don't really realize that this is a real part of the Jewish faith, but it is.
My only concerns are trying to fast forward it to modern times, and the fact that the Jesuits are tied to this, and obviously are controlling that area of the world. Then you have the what we see it unfolding in front of us with the Zionists that are running Israel. And I believe there's a connection there. Your lunch bucket Jewish people practice their normal religion. This is something different. I just wanted to bring this out because there's so much going on that the business of Baal, B-A-A-L, and Armon, these people are in a different place. And I just wanted to let people see what I've just found. And I really appreciate your time, Jeff. You're doing great work.
Thank you for the call. Any follow up before we go to our next caller there, Jeff?
Well, the history of the occult and conspiracy theories, brought together, this is so complicated, and there has been most everything written that takes these occult matters seriously that goes into conspiracy history or theory, turns out to be very badly done. Because people who do not look, most people are incompetent when it comes to drawing inferences and doing investigative work on things that are hundreds of years old. I mean, how can you investigate people who've been dead for hundreds of years and then
Obviously.
Come to conclusions about conspiracies?
Well, even just to move it to present time, we got psychological professionals right. attempting to do psychological evaluations on a man they never were in the same room with. That would be President Trump.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get to our next caller here. I believe that would be Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Hello, gentlemen. For the last year, I've been following the escalating conflict between India and China along the Himalayan border. It's called the LAC, the Line of Actual Control. And it seemed to be quite a fever pitch until recently. I was looking through the news, and India Times and Reuters are both reporting a massive de-escalation. They actually have the video of the Chinese and Indian officers shaking hands, saluting with each other, and battle tanks pulling back from their position, including an agreement to remove any buildings or settlements that were erected during this period of tension. Can you comment on the de-escalation between India and China?
Well, that's a complicated subject. As you know, going back to the Cold War, India was, there's something called the Sino-Soviet split. Now, some of the Russians that I have talked to, the Sino-Soviet split is called into question. I mean, Colonel Stanislav Lunev, who passed away last May, worked in China. He was a fluent Sinologist. He thought that at least by the time he worked in China in the 1980s, that China and Russia were secretly aligned with each other. And maybe it goes back before then. Maybe the conspiracy and death of Lin Biao and Kissinger's trip to China and Nixon's, you know, the whole thing where we built up China was, as Anatoly Golitsyn said, a collusion between Russia and China to get us to build up China for the communist bloc. That is very credible to me. It's not entertained as credible at all by the American establishment. But then they did get bamboozled, didn't they? And as far as India goes, if you go back to this supposed split between Russia and China, Russia supported India and China supported Pakistan. Of course, Pakistan is a breakaway Muslim part of India when India became independent from the British Empire. And so you have this game that's gone on where China has attempted to push on India, where Russia pushed into Afghanistan, into Pakistan's flank. And I think this line along the Himalayas, India, traditionally, Indian army's been weaker than the Chinese military, and that if the Chinese could break that line, they could get a beachhead on the other side of the Himalayas successfully, firmly, and get down into India and defeat it in a war. So it's very important for in these little border skirmishes for the Chinese to establish this. And if you look at these alternating agreements between China and India, where Russia actually is trying to encourage India and China supposedly to become friends, there is no friendship there. They hate each other. And I fear the worst for India, because the Chinese recently gained another foothold. And if they could build on this and continue to put troops on the Indian side of that mountain range, India's security is basically compromised. So,
quick follow-up. I noticed some pictures of U.S. Special Forces training, consulting and slash training Indian troops recently. Would that put more of an alliance between the U.S. and Russia? And secondly, there seem to be a series of glacial lakes in that area that would be very valuable drinking water for the Chinese population, which seems to be running dry.
Well, Asia is the driest continent, and the Chinese are concerned about water and drought, especially as we're at the beginning of a grand solar minimum, and it's expected that a very severe drought is going to hit China one of these years, and these droughts can last a decade. So, yeah, it's possible. But I think that this is a geostrategic thing. India is a real competitor, continental competitor, and they're a nuclear power, and they're aligned with Taiwan. As far as the U.S. and Russia drawing closer, I don't see how we can safely align with Russia against China when aligning with China against Russia produced such a disastrous consequence as Russia and China potentially lighting up the United States together in a war, which is the problem we face right now. So,
thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thanks for the call. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Morning. I have two questions. One is, do you think there's people among us that are highly trained with their English and they have jobs in various areas that at a dime they can switch to, I don't want to a different language because they're infiltrated the United States. And second of all, with this asylum for the illegals, will that incorporate not only the Hispanic population coming from the South, but also other countries like China?
Well, let me address that first with a follow-up from Jeff. Hold on, Deborah.
Okay.
I've talked about this for years, and the Russians take, and mostly boys, but they probably have some girls in the program too. They take five-year-old boys in what would be the Russian kindergarten, and they do diagnostics to determine which of those boys, 13 years in the future, when they're 18, will be very athletic, very bright, and take them out and put them in the Spetsnaz kindergarten, and they're immersed in American language and culture to become a people. You can't tell the difference between them and native-born Americans. We have a break. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Buyers, or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, trying to keep track of where we were. Deborah, were you finished asking your question, my dear?
Yes, I was just wondering if, with the asylum, if other cultures are going to be into that, not just for people from Mexico.
Okay. Jeff, you got a response, sir?
Well, yeah, it's a bad idea. Of course, the reason for border regulation is to regulate who comes across. And the big problem we have is Americans are very naive. You know, there's a obligation for Chinese nationals, for example, to spy for their country. And there's ancient Chinese traditions about spying. In Chinese history, you know, we have military heroes. They have espionage heroes. And the first false defectors recorded in Chinese history is 1900 BC. And they've got famous stories in Chinese literature of quote-unquote heroes who came into a country and became important there, advisors to the king who basically were essential to overthrowing that kingdom. So subversion is an ancient tradition in Chinese literature, political literature. So the idea of allowing Chinese to come here and to not vet them properly and to just give them citizenship willy-nilly in a giant group, that's really stupid. And of course, we've got countries in Latin America now that are controlled by communists who are trained by you know, communist bloc, Soviet bloc methods, the Cubans, the Nicaraguans, the Venezuelans. To name just three countries in Latin America, and then Africa. So we have to be careful who we let in the country. I mean, we've got enough communists here already. I mean, do we need more subversion of the country? It is a problem. People want to say you're a racist if you want to close the border. No, I don't want these enemy countries to infiltrate us.
Okay. Let's see if we can, well, we're out of time here. We got another call, but we simply don't have time. Jeff, thank you, sir. It's been a fast hour.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And I'm substituting for Mr. Stattmiller tonight. So if you want to listen to me again tonight from 5 to 7 Central, I'll be sitting in for Mr. Stattmiller. Jeff, thank you, and welcome aboard for the roundtable on Tuesdays.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.